The Front Row Back Row podcast is a show where two grad school buddies discuss physical therapy entrepreneurship. I help guide a company to an eight-figure exit, and I'm now starting my own mobile company. Brian grew his mobile practice to four clinics, and he's now doing $1 million in revenue. Join us as we help you grow your own business. Hello and welcome to the Front Row Back Row podcast. My name is Dr. Owen Campbell, and with me as always is Dr. Brian Wolf. And together we are PhysioGrowth. PhysioGrowth is a mentorship group, company, club, whatever you want to call it. And we are, it's a group led by Brian and I. Both of us, Brian has five clinics doing over $2 million in revenue. And I have 14 years experience with scaling corporate practices. We got my last one to a eight-figure exit, which was pretty nice for the owner. And what we do is we go and we use our experience for Q&A sessions. We have learning modules, things like that. And it's a great resource for entrepreneurs to be able to bounce ideas off of each other. And today we are going to do something that we feel like we're either doing or should be doing on these Q&A calls. And that is going over kind of almost like a how to sell somebody who doesn't really want to pay for PT. Now, the thing here that's kind of important is that people listening to this may be cash only, they may be cash and insurance hybrid, or they may be insurance hybrid. So in this scenario, I'm going to be the person who kind of is told that they want to be a physical, they want to be, that they should go to physical therapy, or maybe knows in their heart of hearts they should be going to physical therapy, but they either have a high deductible, right? So they'd have to pay the full price out of pocket. A lot of people are dealing with that in these next few months, or obviously with cash pay, they would have to pay out of their own pocket. So we'll set that up today for the listeners, and then hopefully Brian and his experience building his company will be able to say, this is what I would do, this is what I would say, and then hopefully people can learn from it.
I love it. Cool. And I think from a fun perspective, I know Jerry Durham sometimes listens to this podcast. The sales conversation was something he wanted to jump in. So maybe we do a follow-up to this with Jerry. But I also think this is for those in the insurance game, this is also something great to teach your front desk people. Because if you can do that, that's huge. And so I think it's important to learn. I think if you're doing cash base, you better not suck at sales, because if you suck at sales, you're going to be very poor. And that just is the reality of the situation. So, and again, if you're saying, well, I'm doing cash base and I don't like sales, go work for somebody, because you're an idiot. Like, I think you just better be prepared. Like, selling is a great skill, and it's a skill to have. And, just to think about, like, again, I read Grant Cardone is an interesting character, whether you love him or hate him, but Grant wrote a book about sell or be sold. And so the reality of the way I look at it now after reading that book is, if I'm selling something to somebody and they're not buying it, that means that I got sold something. And so the reality is, like, it's you're always selling, whether it's me trying to pitch an idea to somebody. Like, for this podcast, Owen came up with the idea, let's talk about sales. He sold me that. Right. Yeah. And so there's now the barriers and thresholds might be different for each person, but sales is just influencing people to do what you want them to do. Yeah. And so some people think that's called manipulation. That's one way to look at it. If you want to look at it from a negative point of view, I look at it as you're influencing people. And that can be, and if you use the power for good and helping people solve problems that they have, it's a really good thing. So anyway, so on,
we're physical therapists. We're not selling timeshares. Like, I feel people have, like, this idea of, like, it's timeshare salesman or like a busted lemon law,
bad insurance, right? Yeah. A lot of people out in California right now wish they had pretty good insurance, right? If they didn't get sold. So think about it this way. For those who are like, oh, insurance salesman. Well, what if you were sold up on fire insurance and you were like, oh, this salesman's such an asshole, blah, 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 skeptic. And you were in California right now and your house just went up and you didn't have that insurance. Right? Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, you're not doing, the way I look at it, I'm not doing somebody justice if I'm not selling as hard as I possibly can my fitness programs or my physical therapy programs. Because your point about somebody being in pain, that's just the threshold. So anyway, so shoot off kind of what you're thinking on how you want to structure this.
Yeah. And just again, to go over, this is not talking about marketing and getting people to the phone call. This is once you've gotten them to the phone call. So you've gotten a lead off of your marketing or however you get your leads. Okay. So I am a person, I'm interested in physical therapy. My knee hurts. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the right time for me. Like, it's sore, but like I can kind of get around it. I'm still, my stomach's still like kind of not as far out as my chest. So like, I guess that's okay. Right. Like, I don't know, maybe like how much do you guys charge?
Yeah. So I'd say, cool, man. No, that's awesome. Talk to me a little bit about your knee. What's going on with your knee? Here's a key part. Reframe away from, you see how I dodged that question?
Yep.
Dodge the financial question. Make connection. Hey, what, tell me about the knee. What's going on with the knee?
There you go. Yeah, I was gonna say that was a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I used to play basketball a while ago, but I'm old. I don't need to play basketball. And I mean, it hurts with like stairs and stuff. But you know, it's just always been there. I know it's like a meniscus or something. Like, I'm sure you guys can't do anything about it, but like the surgeon said he didn't want to do surgery. So like, I guess I got, you know, somebody, my wife told me, you know, you should look up PT.
Yeah, man. Actually, PT is fantastic for conservative care on a meniscus. Like, we actually totally can help. We have patients like that all the time that we fix. Again, reframing back to creating authority. There's the aspect of that. So, next question. So, have you ever been to physical therapy before in the past?
I mean, I went to one. It was when I was younger. Like, I sprained my ankle or something playing basketball. I was in there for like a few weeks. They just gave me a kind of a bunch of exercises, and you know, it was fine. You know, my ankle's a little sore now and then, but you know, not terrible. But you know, other than that, no, I haven't really been.
Cool. How was your experience with that physical therapist? What were the things that you thought were good or bad? What were some of the things you liked?
Well, I mean, the guy was nice. It was a fun place. You know, he knew my mom, so like, you know, I knew him in a local neighborhood. But you know, it was okay. I mean, I felt better. I don't know. Just
Cool. Was it a place around here?
no, back in California, where I'm from.
All right, cool. Reason I asked that question, what I'm trying to find out is, did he go through his insurance or not insurance? Now I'm going to
Right.
have to ask him that question at some point, right? That's one
Okay.
thing we're going to have to figure out. So sometimes say it's a low, here's a little hack, and somebody's like, oh yeah, I went to, for me, they went to professional PT or Select or blah, 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 some of those, one of those bigger chains. I'm like, all right, cool. I know they took insurance, or one of the local practices, I know they took insurance. So Owen didn't really give me that. So the aspect is, so I'm going to have to pry at some point, but we'll see how subtle I
Okay,
can be about it.
so let's switch that back. Like, yeah, you know, I went down the street like 5 years ago when my back went out.
Yeah. All right. Don't give me the layup. Don't give me the layup. Like I said, I don't need the layup. I'm gonna show you. So that's cool if he tells me that. So now I know he's taking insurance, blah, blah. So the key of why you ask about physical therapy, one is obviously to have curiosity, but two is to draw, how was his experience with PT? Was it positive? Was it negative? Right. And so now the next question, so to get, so now that Owen didn't give me that, what I am gonna do is and he gave me kind of a positive-ish, nothing like crazy. But you know what I mean? Like, he didn't give me any,
I
like, it was
wasn't like,
kind
oh
of
my God,
hopeful.
they're the best ever.
Exactly. They didn't give me
They
this over.
moved and now I have to suck it up and go with you.
Yep, exactly. So here's now what I'm gonna do, and again, you're gonna see the, since I still don't know, we're gonna go back to the original thing versus the second they gave me. Don't know if he took insurance or not, blah, blah. I'm gonna get an idea of what he does spend on healthcare, right? So that's the next step. Oh, and so cool. So you got this knee pain. Have you seen anybody else for this? Have you seen like a massage therapist, a chiro, or anything like that?
Well, so yeah, actually, you know, I'm really into the Eastern medicine stuff. So, like, I did some acupuncture, and that didn't really, I mean, it was, it, I love it. I feel like she was right for everything, but like, my knee pain's still there. And, you know, I also took like some turmeric, right? I had some like coffee with butter in it, I guess. Like, that's
Nice.
a thing. And now I'm
Nice.
just making fun of the wellness things,
Yeah.
but yeah, no, I tried a few things, you know, but it's just still around, and I don't know. My wife's like really bugging me that I gotta like do something else.
Got it. Got it. So what other things have you done for that knee? Do you join a gym? Like, do you do fitness stuff? Like, what other stuff do you do for knee? Do you YouTube stuff? Like, what did you do for it?
Yeah, I mean, I work out, right? Like, you know, I got a Peloton, you know, I do that. You know, it's I go for walks in the morning, right? Like, I walk my kid to school. Sometimes I'll just go, you know, listen to a podcast or something like that. It's usually, it's, you know, I stay pretty consistent with it.
Cool. All right. Now pause again here. Now, at this point, here's the deal of what I've realized. Maybe he has or hasn't used insurance, but he's also done some services that don't necessarily get covered by insurance. Maybe his acupuncture was with insurance, maybe not. Most of the time it's not, but if it isn't, cool. But the key that he just said and he gave, and I don't even know if Owen knows that he's doing this, but he used the Peloton word. Using Peloton, what that puts up to me is the, what's the barrier, what's the entry to point on Peloton? Right?
Oh, to like, yeah.
It's money, generally speaking. To buy the bike outright, it's like 2 G's. So now here's the deal. One of the rules of selling You don't sell to someone who cannot be sold. All right. There are people that like don't waste your breath. You can see like this. The longer I have Owen on the phone, by the way, the more likely I am to convert him into a patient.
Yeah.
Right. What I'm trying to do is build his thresholds within his trust for me. He has to trust me. If he doesn't trust me, he's not going to give me money. It's that simple. And that's how selling works. So in this aspect, we're talking with Owen, as he's talking through the process, I now heard Peloton, 8 of 10 people, so think about the average of what your client usually spends. And this is whether it's insurance or not. If it's $1,000, right? Something along those lines. So it's about $1,000 is typically the number I throw out. If I have a $1,000 TV and it fell off the wall today, I would go and buy a new TV. 8 out of 10 people are going to do that. So realize that 80% can afford the services that you're providing as a cash-based PT or insurance. It's not a matter of dollars and cents. It's a matter of value. Yeah. That's why Philips and Panasonic and all these the TV building places are gigantic, right? Sony. So anyway, going back to what we're talking about, he used the word Peloton. Now I at least know that money isn't, he's not, hey, I'm on food stamps.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm struggling paycheck to paycheck and I don't have a, you know, whatever along those lines.
Yeah.
So
$2,000 in your budget to spend on health and wellness. Like
exactly. He's somewhere in that neighborhood. Months, so I know this is a hot lead now. It's something.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's going to be saleable or not. Right. If your conversion rate is 50% or better, you're killing it. So again, it's still a chance to lose a sale. It doesn't really matter, but I know I'm in the game. All right. So going back to this. So where were we? Where you talking about the Peloton. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So with exercising and doing stuff on the Peloton and bike, what is movement when you do exercise, when you do stuff with the acupuncturist, when like you're exercising the gym, does that make it feel better? Do you get better afterwards? Is it worse? Like what kind of happens with that?
Yeah, there's stuff like I kind of stay away from in the gym. Some stuff it's like, don't be an idiot. Why would I ever squat? Right. But then there's other stuff where it's like, I saw on YouTube, this one guy said it like was like a fix to his knee pain. Like, I think it's like an IT band roller or something. So I roll that. And then, I try a few other things. Like, I tried some running cause they say like running's really good for your joints. Well, not good for your joints, but like it can help you kind of get over some knee pain if you just kind of run through it. Yeah, I don't know. It's I tried the leg press too, but that kind of gave me some pain, so I backed off that. So it's I've been trying some PT stuff, but it hasn't really worked for me yet, so I don't know,
Cool. All right, so again, another pause. So now Owen gave me a bunch of information there. That was probably the best question I asked the whole bit. So he's talking about fear. I'm afraid of doing certain things at the gym because of my knee pain, so it's holding me back.
Yeah.
Two, sounds like he's not working with a trainer. So it sounds like he's walking into a gym of some capacity where he's not getting coached in some aspect. So you can't necessarily say he's working at like a CrossFit gym. Again, another teaser to like money. So you got to read between the lines here. Three, he's giving me actual information about the knee pain, right? Running through this. So it shows me that like, he's not really positive what's going on and what he can do to help it. Right. Yeah. He has a problem. We are physical therapists who can solve it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to attack this from genuinely just a subjective kind of eval right now, is I'm going to go after it and try and show some curiosity here and just build trust with this prospect. Right. So that's what I'm going to do. So Owen, so tell me, now you piqued my interest. Tell me a little bit about where the knee pain is.
It's kind of on the inside, not like directly inside, like a little bit towards the front. It hurts after I've been sitting for a while and I get up, or if I've like, if I've worked out and then I go home and I drive home and I get out of the car, it's like pretty sore. And it definitely, the whole reason I never do those squats, I had to get down with my kids and like, I could not squat down to the 2-year-old. Right.
You got me thinking about what kind of activities irritate the knee like that and irritate the inside of that knee.
It's like kids, right? So I've kind of stopped doing some of the like low down stuff with my little kids. Obviously we talked about running, that was dumb. Obviously I kind of avoid squatting or anything heavy. Stairs I've noticed, off and on. My wife likes to go out hiking. I kind of like the excuse that I don't have to, but it's a great excuse. I kind of want to keep that one. But you know,
come with a different excuse for you. Get through your knee pain, come with a different excuse. That's funny. That's
well,
funny.
Okay. I guess if you do that, then I'll help you out. You better give me a good excuse.
Exactly. I can do that. Well, now talk to me about the pain in terms of your knee and the issues. What are the things that it holds you back for from doing that you love to do? What are your goals with this?
Well, like I talked about, I'd love to get down with the kids, right? You know, they're little and, you know, daddy's always the one that like does all the fun, goofy stuff while mom. And I don't know. That's probably the biggest thing, right? You know, yeah, I want to work out and all that, but I'm not like a workout nut, right? I know I need to, right? Yeah. I know it's a good idea, but it's not like I'm going to the gym, you know, 6 times a week and throwing around super heavy weights.
Awesome, man. No, I mean, look, dude, this makes total sense, right? Like when you think about your actual goal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the knee pain and what you're having, what you have going on makes total sense. And to be honest, you sound like a great fit for us because one of the things that I'm hearing is there's certain movements you're afraid of doing and there's certain things that we can help you with to teach you how to actually fix the knee pain. You know, the issue with something like YouTube or some of these other things like acupuncture is awesome, but it's a passive modality, right? And like something like YouTube, I'm not making something custom for you. Right. Yeah. So the reality is when I think about, you know, how we're going to be different is we're going to actually teach you exercises that you can do that'll make you feel better. You know, we'll other than, you know, maybe we'll figure out another excuse for hiking, but what we could do is we can talk about, you know, how we can basically work on the knee and actually fix the knee pain once and for all. So it doesn't keep bugging you. Yeah. And then honestly, we can also talk about fitness routines if you're interested. We do some of that fitness stuff too. So happy to talk with you about the fitness side and, you know, whether it's something that's a little more guided, whether it's something that's a little bit more, you know, in terms of you're bringing back, we can write programming for you that can go back to the gym that you have. That's easy. We can help you with that stuff. I mean, to give you an idea, we help somebody just like you who had this type of knee pain, thought that everything was lost, tried to do something on YouTube, went to another physical therapist, and like it kind of got better, but it didn't get better. Kind of like we just talked about with that ankle. Like it still bugs me from time to time, but he came to see us and he was like, hey, this is awesome. Like the difference within a few sessions was we were able to actually get to the root of the problem and fix the problem once and for all, where he was able to go, you know, play golf again. He loved to play basketball. He had kids too. So he was able to play kids and never had any problems again. Didn't even think about it. So that's the type of things that we do on a regular basis. So you're calling the right person, which is awesome.
Okay. Well, now, I mean, how much does it cost? Like, I don't want to spend too much money.
Yeah, cool. No, glad you asked. So one of the things that we can do to start is I think, you know, at this point, one of the things that's good is, we take insurance out of network. We can definitely apply something for your network benefits. We can help you learn that process, right? But what I was thinking was, why don't you come in, check out a free discovery visit. What we do is you and I'll talk, and more so we'll dive a little bit more into that knee, because what I want to do is I want to give you an accurate number as to how many sessions. To give you an idea, I think it's somewhere between 6 to 10 sessions. It's not a long time. So the reality is, like, as we go through the process together, I want to just see you kind of evaluate you a little bit more, then have an idea so I can give you an idea of what that cost would look like. It's hard to do that over the phone, you know?
Cool.
How's that sound?
All right. Great. I want to break down some of that because I know there were some parts of the first one, and then I jumped right into cost.
Yeah, no, for sure. And now one mistake that I would argue that I made is that I let Owen take control of that conversation on the cost real fast. And then I took it back. So I grabbed it right back. That happens. And when it happens, you got to grab it back. The other thing I would say to Owen is Owen, this very happily went down the yes for the free discovery visit. Give me a no. Real quick. Give me like, well, I really want to know how much it costs kind of thing.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, I mean, okay, fine. I get in there and you talk to me and make me feel bad about like coming in, right? Like, what I just like, how much is a session?
Dude, I totally get that, right? Like, I'm a physical therapist. I'm not a salesman. This isn't the idea behind this, right? Yeah. The reality is I can't give you an accurate number. It's like if I hired a plumber and I was like, how much is it really going to cost? And he's like, well, I got to come see the house. Kind of the same thing. I got to see you. I got to see your knee. I got to see the situation. I got to know what's going on, right? And so, look, totally cool. Again, complete transparency. We're at a network, right? Again, I don't know what your insurance is. And we can talk about that when you come in, and we can actually verify your benefits, see what your out of network benefits are. Happy to talk that through the process. Let me ask you this. What's your priority? Is it to work with like a physical therapist like myself and work with me, or is it to go through like your insurance?
Well, I mean, you seem fine, right? And obviously that one guy, you know, doing pretty well on a similar, you know, situations, you know, that's good. And it's, I mean, I'd like to use my insurance, obviously, you know, I know I got a deductible coming up. So, I mean, it's, we got a pretty big deductible, you know, but I'd like to at least, like, I don't know, maybe chip away at that.
Cool.
But yeah, I mean, it's, I want this, like, I want it fixed. Right.
Yeah.
I also don't want to, like, lose a bunch of money if you can't do what you say you do.
Totally. So look, this is why I make this first visit free, this Discover visit. So let's book it. Let's come on in, talk about it, and then we'll figure out what the price looks like. Cool.
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 All right.
So that's how you then all this is objection overcome. So let's break it down real fast. So go ahead and what you want to break down.
So no, I think it was good. I think it's hard because, you know, sometimes, even me faking it, right? Like it's hard to say because I have my own biases towards PT. I know totally. That there's difference in quality of PT. So like me calling you, I already know I'm going to go with you and I'm happy to pay the price because I know you're better than 90% of people. Right.
So the first thing to say about that comment that Owen just made, you sell to people that you know you can sell to.
Yeah.
If Owen, the whole conversation, the way that went, and even if people listen to the skeptical being like, yeah, well, like Owen's setting them up, right? We just went mm-hmm. through some of the other scenarios where like, I'm like saying, hey, say no to this, right?
Yeah.
The reality of the situation is imagine, I love the Wolf of Wall Street, right? Jordan Belfort has a line. It's a straight line method. And whether you've seen the Wolf of Wall Street, the idea is my goal is to get him in the door. Discovery visit, free discovery visit. That's the goal. I just have to draw him to that line. That's it. I can't let him veer me off into somewhere. I just have to keep pulling him towards the discovery visit. That's it. It's logical. So I'm using logic just to get him there. So if you hear some of the key things I'm talking about, I'm asking him questions about his experience with physical therapy. I'm asking him about his experience with fitness and movement and things like what other types of medical things he talked about. Like he talked about the turmeric and stuff like that. So it just shows me that he's paying a little bit of attention, right? It's bothering him enough. What's the problem? He's got a pain with his knee that he can't get in playing with the kids and running around and do stuff. It's great for grandparents, right? With kids. Like it could have been golf, playing basketball, doing this. Like I can't do that, right? And so you got to find out where people are in their pain and their problem situation, right?
Yeah.
You notice then, I also talked about a testimonial, gave myself a little bit of a testimonial and talked about that he's in the right place, helped validate that this phone call wasn't a waste of time for him.
Yeah.
So even if he doesn't come with me as a physical therapist, he knows he's going to go work for something else as a physical therapy. Again,
This is also a good spot if you have social proof of like you working with professional athletes or you working with certain people that they may know. If this is like a contact, like, oh, I saw Jim, right? Or whatever. Obviously get Jim's permission, but you know,
but what you're doing, what Owen's talking about is you're elevating your status and authority because what you're building towards is that last portion where I asked Owen, do you want to work with me or do you want to work through insurance? All I did, this sales call, this call that me and Owen are having, it's not about me selling him and converting him right there and then. Yeah. It's about helping him make a decision. That's it. He needs to make a decision. Because the worst thing that can happen here in this phone call is Owen goes, well, let me think about it. Let me talk with my spouse. Let me do this. Let me do that. No, that's why we got to get him in the clinic. Because if he's in the place or get in his house. Because if I'm one-on-one with him, it's a lot easier to sell it than over the phone.
Yeah.
You can sell it over the phone. The guy's like, you know what? Skip the book. Let's just go. I'm ready to go. Like, book. Cool. Book him. Don't fuck the discovery visit. Just book him. Right, get him ready. But the reality is if you can drive him to the discovery visit as best as possible. Like if someone's trying to hand you money and you're saying, no, let's do the free one first. That's stupid. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Take the money. But the point being is with discovery visit, if you're drawing him back there, when he says like no in that hesitation, it has no barrier. So like his point about deductible, now the conversation in the free discovery visit is, listen, you got $3,000 deductible. You're going to be paying for this visit anyway if you go somewhere, right? Again, in my insurance game, this isn't a problem. But in terms of for Owen or cash-based PT, say he's like, hey, you know, I have a deductible, but listen, you're going to pay that thing anyway, and I'm going to give you stuff. I'm at a network. I'm going to give you stuff that will go towards that deductible potentially, most likely. Based off the benefits.
You can provide like super bills and stuff.
Yeah. And listen, the time that you'll lose in the cash-based world where I'm going to beat you in the insurance side is if someone's got no out-of-network benefits, they've got great in-network benefits, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of screwed in that scenario.
$300 deductible, okay. Yeah,
you're going to cut some people loose. That's just what it is, right?
Yeah.
On the flip side where I heard, where I didn't hear that he has Medicaid, I didn't hear he has Medicare, any of these other ones, right? I didn't hear that. So again, you can kind of screen that out too. As far as going through the process, you just have to be prepared to like help people, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, oh my God, I'm going to be inconvenienced by helping people. No, the worst case scenario is I'm helping Owen a little bit by solving a problem. Now we should do another setup. We should do, I know we're running late, longer here, but what I would say is another thing that I would say from a standpoint of the discovery visit, we should also talk about how to structure that discovery visit. But yeah, the reality of the situation we're chatting here is when you think about how the sales call to get the person in the door of that discovery visit, it's all about trying to read the person, how you can help them, and drawing parallels between the positives they've had and showing them a difference behind the negatives they've had, right?
Yeah.
And showing them the ways that help them. Negative, I'm in the gym and I don't know really what to do. That's what you're hearing. Yeah. No problem. I can help you with that. Oh, cool. Right.
Well, and like, I think another tactical thing that you did on those calls that I just want to make sure we get in is you always bounce back a question.
Yeah.
Right. It was, you didn't go into a, like, you know, it was always ask a question. I would say something. Maybe if I asked a question back to you, you would answer it, but then go right back to a question.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. So the idea really is what I'm doing is if Owen asks me a question and tries to basically take me away from that straight line, I'm asking him a question to drag him back in, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of it is just steering him. What I am doing is trying to influence him. I am trying to steer the conversation.
Yeah, and people like talking about themselves, right? So throwing a question in there, then it's, I feel like I help make this decision.
Yeah. Plus, by the way, I want more information. So if I want more information, it's no different than if you were like, it's no different than if you were in an IE with me in an insurance clinic and you were like, how much is it going to cost me to fix my knee?
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, I got to know how many visits it's going to take me. I got to know what's your,
do you have a blown ACL or do you have like a knee, patellofemoral pain, right? Like
exactly. Non-op too. So I know it's going to be non-op, which means it's probably going to be a little more likely. You know, if it's somebody who's got an ACL, I have a friend who just fell and broke and tore his patella tendon. Guess what?
Yeah.
A little bit tougher for you cash BTs to get in on that game. Right.
Oh,
but for insurance, like surgeries. I can play that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the answer is when you think about some of these processes, like again, then I think about, because why is that harder? Because he's met his deductible. He's going to have a lot of visits. The other reason for why you asked the question, have you been to physical therapy before? Because, I'm dealing with this knee pain. I tore my ACL way back when. It was like for like 9 months of rehab, right? All right, cool. Guess what? You got to draw a parallel. Well, this won't take nearly as long as that. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right? Like that, you can take that. You can answer that question for them. So you can provide value and trust.
Yeah.
So it's just about drawing trust and building towards that free discovery visit and then closing it. So that's the idea.
Good. Cool. All right. Well, a little bit longer one for us today, but I think this is good. I hope people get a lot of value out of this because.
And let me throw this plug. Let me throw this plug for Physio Growth here, because this is actually a great. I love that Owen threw this out. This is a great example of what we do in our group mentor meetings and everything we do from the standpoint. We meet and literally can drill stuff like this. So we do sales and how to build this, like, you know, from mentorship calls. So again, if you're interested in getting better at sales and reps and how to do it, you know, we had somebody who was in our group who I know said like, oh, you know, there's people that struggle to afford my services. It's not an affording your services problem. Remember the Peloton guy's willing to spend $2,000 on a Peloton, but not on something else. Guess what? It's not, it's value and how to sell. So if you can sell and influence him to come work with you versus he wants to go somewhere else, that's what happens there, right? That just is what it is. So on the flip side, again, if you want to get better at sales, you want to learn how to do this stuff properly, physio-growth.com, $99 a month. Come learn and get better at this side of the business for sure.
There we go. All right, man. With that,
all right, dude.
Have a good one.
See you, dude.
See ya.